In this next case, this patient complained of difficulty coordinating her left hand and fingers, and her left arm felt numb. She came quickly to hospital and underwent CT scanning. Clinically, there were no contraindications to thrombolysis. We show two key axial CT sections for you to assess. Apply the questions: are there confounders to the interpretation? Is there any hemorrhage? And would you thrombolyze this patient? This scan is technically good and without artifact, so we can answer the question, are there confounders to interpretation? No. There is no hyperdensities to suggest acute hemorrhage, and therefore the patient can be thrombolyzed. What about acute stroke signs? As with the previous patient, the top image is through the level of the supracellar cistern and the middle cerebral arteries. The right MCA looks hyperdense compared to that on the left. This finding is a hyperdense artery or HDA sign, and it is likely due to thrombus lodged in the vessel. In the bottom image, through the level of the basal ganglia, the posterior lentiform nucleus and lateral thalamus are indistinct in keeping with early lacunar infarct. Note that you have been able to make a thrombolysis treatment decision for this patient without having had to identify the acute ischemic signs. The patient was enrolled into a stroke study investigating mild strokes. The patient underwent MR scanning for research purposes, and the diffusion-weighted MR image is displayed to the right of the CT scan. The high signal circled is a focus of restricted diffusion in keeping with the lacunar infarct diagnosis. Note again that you have been able to make your thrombolysis treatment decision for this patient without having had to resort to MR for positive identification of the infarct.